time to focus on the action up north, and the big race of the day is the Group 1 Stradbroke. For mine, it's the best and biggest race of the year, without any doubt, in Queensland. And for a proud Queenslander like Tom Headley to have the opportunity to go back-to-back after winning with Tyzone last year, this year he's got the colt horse, the Harrovian, in action. It would be a dream come true. And Tom joins us this morning. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Real good, thank you. Real good. Very toey, but, you know, feeling good and positive, so it's all good.
Now, 12 months ago, because of COVID, I think you were stuck up north at home in Cairns. Have you made it down to Brisbane? Will you be on course today?
Oh, certainly, mate. Yeah, we're here. We're here in numbers, big numbers. All being positive and all looking forward to it. Yeah, no, we're all here. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. So, I mean, should hopefully fit good.
Tommy's gone from being a colt horse who won a string of races in a row to a seriously good horse. Like, a lot of those horses meet their mark, and that's where the story ends. But his run in the 10,000 was fantastic, to the point where he's now one of the favoured runners today. So he's a fair income big game player now, the Harrovian, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a genuine. Like, he's well bred. He's bred enough to be anything, really. So, you know, it's just taking time for the horse to mature and sort of work out his training methods, Michael. That sort of got him where he is. But he's certainly... he's on fire. Toby sent a message out this morning, and, gee, if you're a punter, you want to be on him. He sort of can't have him any better. He's well. He's positive. So, and, gee, Boss is positive. So, yeah, just a good runner and runner, and I think we'll be in the finish there.
Well, I'm on the Harrovian bandwagon. I think I have been for a while, Tom, and he's a Group 1 place getter now. The trip to Melbourne probably didn't work out the way you wanted. He was brave in the All-Star Mile, but do you reckon that's even helped him along, having had that trip south?
Well, it was probably, you know, probably has, but we were probably a little bit unlucky with our first run in Melbourne. We got sort of locked up on the fence there at Flemington, and we didn't really, you know, get a good go at him to sort of get a run at for his condition-wise, and then we tried to sort of get him there, you know, with the break of 4 or 5 weeks to the All-Star Mile, and we had that torrential rain there for an hour or so, and we run out of his skin, the big horse, you know, run out of his skin, we hit the front, and it was enough. But, you know, he sort of come back, had a let-up, and thrived. He climbed in Queensland, as you know, this time of the year, sort of horses just find length, so he's sort of coming, and I really feel that, talking to Toby and the team, that he's sort of improved. He's definitely improved on that run the All-Star Mile.
Well, there you go. Hey, to us, the Stradbroke is Queensland's biggest race, and you're as parochial a North Queenslander, really, as you could possibly have. What does it mean to have a runner in this race today? As growing up, you would have been glued to Stradbrokes as a kid, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I just heard that article before with Samson. I remember him well, too, you know. So I've been doing this for a long time, and yeah, it's sort of, it's really, you know, you've got to pinch yourself, really. I mean, you sort of, you know, you buy them and you race them to try and win these major races. But I've been happy and content for years and years to sort of win me races up home at carnival time, and think we're at, you know, we think we're in the spring carnival up home and amateurs and Cairns Cup and towns or that sort of thing. And I've sort of had a good journey winning races there all the time. But sort of to come in the big smoke, oh, man, you got to pinch yourself, Michael. It's sort of... you know, it's pretty awesome stuff to sort of be raising here with the big H and being competitive too. You can always race here, but being competitive is super.
Well, the fact that you're attempting to go back-to-back after Tyzone last year and you're teaming up with another proud Queenslander in Bossy, it is the stuff of fairy tales, really.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, right. Bear in mind, the year before we run a great second to Trekking too, that sort of... so we've been competitive in the feature group one in Queensland in 3 years. So, yeah, let's just hope it doesn't stop too quick, you know. It's just a good journey.
Where are they racing up north today, Tom?
Townsville. We've got a feature race up there. We've got a feature two-year-old race of the year up there today. We buy horses for it. It's 100 grand prize money. So it's a feature race. And, yeah, we've got a few competitive runners in that also. So hopefully they might be able to have a nice day between... two cities.
Hey, you've,
hang on. We are betting on Townsville.
Sorry,
today.
I just assumed we were.
So let's not just...
Hang on, Tom. Pens are out now.
Let's not brush over the fact there, Tom.
Let's just backtrack a little, Tom.
well, we got three in the race, four there, and they're really all sort of last start winners and places. So it's a bit... number four was probably my pick of it. Palencia. He's a nice horse. He's two starts to two wins. Hong Kong won to buy him there after his first start, so he's won again, but he's not for sale, of course. So hopefully, you know, we can sort of get the job done today with him. And nice two-year-old out of one of Weir's horses, Palatinsky. So, and I've got a couple others there by Boom and by Spirit of Boom and Hussin. So they're nice horses. So, yeah, we've got a good racing carnival there at Townsville. There was about half a dozen, or probably eight or ten of mine in there today. So good for the punters to follow there.
As you mentioned Palencia, gee, that was a run last start. He bolted in first up. They made him work. I didn't think he could possibly win in the run. Gee, he showed some guts.
Yeah, you're right. And he's sort of, Roy's, you know, taking him a bit steady. He's sort of a little bit tender in the knees and that. So he's just been placing him. We'll obviously give him a well-earned spell after today. But, yeah, he's the sort of horse to follow. Yeah, it was a good run. He's green as grass and legs going everywhere. So it was a good run. Yeah, it was a good gutsy run.
Hey, Tom, how many pubs and resorts you got at the moment?
Oh, we've got a few, half a dozen, I think, half or six or seven, something like that. I don't really count.
A few mates went up to Port Douglas the other day and they said half the world's up there at the moment. I know you've had a bit of a COVID issue, but there's no staff in the restaurants. What could you do to get some staff in those restaurants up there?
Oh, we're struggling, boss. We're struggling. We're really struggling because, you know, with the lockdowns, it sort of stops the tourists coming and then obviously the workers that come through with the, you know, change of the seasons and heading north. So it's really a struggle with all these lockdowns, especially Victoria. They love the far north Queensland. And, yes, we're doing it tough. We're doing it tough in all of our businesses up there, not only me but everyone else in hospitality and even construction we're in. We're sort of, the place is on fire. Hard to get tradies, hard to get hospitality. Yeah, it's tough though at the moment. But it's all positive for people who are looking for jobs. It's just sort of, yeah, when the borders open, it'll be much better.
Well, we can't wait to get up north and get a bit of sun, Tom. Don't worry about that. And there'll be a lot of Victorians probably wanting to relocate maybe on a more permanent basis up north too. So you might be able to fix that worker crisis in a few months' time. Hey, just speaking about today in the Queensland Carnival, looking from afar, this to us seems to be one of the most successful, if not the most successful, summer or winter carnival up there. What's the buzz like in Brisbane?
Oh, it's terrific. Like we're this morning at 9 o'clock, there's people at the gates waiting to get into the race course. So it's going to be a bumper day. You know, people getting back to the course and with the sunshine. Yeah, no, Queensland Racing's doing really good. I just did the paper this morning there, Michael, where they put another $32 million into it over the next 2 years. So that's going to boost prize money and country racing, which is the heart of all these regional towns in Queensland. So they're Queensland Racing are really doing a good job with the Queensland government of sort of, you know, doing a bit of a catch-up in the racing industry. We've always been the poor cousin to the rest of Australia and Queensland, but now they look like they're sort of being a bit positive because they can see the sort of support and the returns they're getting out of it and people, you know, loving to have a bet and getting a return back to the industry for the stakeholders and that. So, yeah, it's really positive, really positive.
Good to see. And will we get to see the Big H and all the team down here in Melbourne for the spring?
Well, you know, if we go well today, I'm really, you know, I really enjoyed that the concept of the All-Star Mile. And, yes, that's sort of, if we get through today, well and competitive and it'll be, no, not coming down for spring. No, I won't be coming for spring, but I'll consider the All-Star Mile next year again if we're sort of all things being equal and well.
Good luck today, Tom. Final word. Confident?
Thanks. Good on you. Good on you. Thanks very much. Final word. Well, we'll be storming home. So let's just think. We'll hope we'll be storming home on the outside and we might get the money, you know. So, yeah, he'll be trying hard. He's trying. He's a good trier and a good honest, genuine racehorse. So fingers crossed.
He always tries. He's got a heart as big as himself, the Horovian. Enjoy the day, Tom.
Thank you. Thanks for your call, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.